Swimsuit? Check. Sunscreen? Check. Phone charger? Check. Don't forget to pack the 5-Hour Energy. It fits great in a pocket or carry-on, and the alert feeling will help you arrive ready for anything. Now get 20% off when you use code 5HETRAVEL at 5HOURENERGY.com. Expires April 30th. One-time use only. Not valid with other discounts. Remember, visit 5HOURENERGY.com and use code 5HETRAVEL to save 20%.
This song's got a great message to it.
Stand there with your broken heart.
But I want you to hear the way James Taylor says shower the people, because he says shower the people.
One thing can lead to
and
another.
For years I thought he was T-H-E-E-ing it, like shower thine people, shower the people.
Oh, father and mother,
but it turns out it's just shower the people. He's just saying it funny.
If it feels nice,
give it to him.
Don't think
baby
twice.
James. Message on the Drew Garabo Live Facebook page this week. I get a couple of messages a day there. Some of them good, some of them bad, most of them pretty benign. This one touched me immediately. Good afternoon, Drew. Sorry, good evening, Drew. Came a Tuesday at 9 p.m. 9:11 p.m. Never forget. My name is Rose, and I'm an ESE teacher. My students are the kind of kids who have a hard time with impulse control. Preaching my language.
Seriously.
Sometimes they make really bad decisions based on emotions instead of thinking of the consequences again. It's like you're preaching to the choir here. One of the things I do in order to promote positive choices is a reward system that is based on points given daily by their teachers. As they meet their goals, they move up in levels. As they move up in levels, they earn more and more privileges. I have a student named Tomas. He's been in and out of foster care his whole life. If any kid had a reason to be angry and impulsive, it should be him, and he was. He was angry and made some mistakes this year, but he turned a corner, and since then he's worked so hard. Yesterday he made it to the highest level, level 5. While in class today, I found out Tomas has never been to a fair, carnival, or even an amusement park. He laughed while he told me today, I live right next to Busch Gardens and I can hear it. I said, but you've never been inside? He shook his head no. This is why I'm writing to you. I was wondering if you'd be willing to surprise Tomas by using your pass to get him into Busch Gardens for the day. Let him really see how his hard work can really pay off. Getting him in would be a great reward that he will never forget. I'm sure you get emails all the time from people asking about getting in, but please know he's a very deserving kid. And I know he'd be so appreciative to have an opportunity like this. If I'm not mistaken, by Skype right now, we have Rose standing by. Rose, are you there?
I'm here, yes.
Oh, my God, it worked. I can't believe it. You have no idea. Oh, my God, I can even see you. This is so great.
Look how great that picture is.
Oh, if you aren't on Bone TV right now, theboneonline.com, you're really missing out.
Oh, this is so perfect.
Oh, we have video and we have audio. Thank you so much, A, for emailing me this, and B, being so willing to come along with me as we set this whole thing up. Thank you. You're an angel, Rose.
No, thank you. I appreciate how fast you even responded. I was floored. I started running around the house yelling, and I told my daughter, I said, he already wrote back. So that was really cool. I'm blown away by all of this.
Me too. And it's one of the greatest privileges of my job that Busch Gardens now for nine years running has allowed me to take people to the park. I've gotten to enjoy walking people in from various walks of life, some of whom have been befallen horrible tragedies, losing children, fathers, etc. Some of whom just want to enjoy a day at the theme park and don't have the resources to do so. But to be able to reward a kid from difficult circumstances and a background for getting his behavior on track, I'm so freaking excited about this. Tell me a little bit about Tomas and his journey that brought him here.
So Tomas is in middle school, which is where their kids are still trying to figure out themselves and where they belong. But the thing about Thomas is that he wants to be better, and not just better in behavior, but better at whatever assignments he's doing. But because he is impulsive, and because sometimes he's trying to make friends because he is so friendly, what happens is he kind of goes with the crowd. And I mean, all teenagers do, but he started realizing that he's got a great foster parent that he doesn't want to disappoint. And then he also realized that he has the ability to do these things. So he started doing it. And then the more and more he got the rewards, the more and more he bought into the points, and the more and more he started raising his levels, he was really every day working hard. He comes by all the time. He's like, do you want to see my point sheet? You want to see how I'm doing today? I'm like, I don't have to question it, dude. I know you're doing good. I know you're doing good. And he's not perfect every day, but the days where he does make mistakes, he tells me, he's like, Miss Clemens, I'm coming back tomorrow. I'm going to do it. I said, I know you will. And that's just the kind of kid he is. He's a good kid.
That's
a good
so great.
Kid. He's an awesome kid.
You do a job that I believe goes unthanked too often. You're definitely underpaid. I don't know what your salary is, but it's not enough. But I imagine that you and a lot of people in your position do it because of the opportunity to touch lives like this, to get these kids, these wonderful little angels who would go down one path if nobody showed them kindness, and you get to support them, stand by them, give them structure and discipline when you need to, but watch them flourish right before your very eyes. I can't even imagine how gratifying that must be for your job, Rose.
It's absolutely gratifying, and it's literally, and I say this, and I don't mean to be sound cheesy, but I wake up every day, I love my job. I love my job. I have cried over my job. I have prayed over my job, but I love my job. I come in every day because I'm not kidding you. I've seen some changes in some of these kids that would blow your mind and in just 1 year, and they see it. And that's the thing. I need the buy-in from the kids. The kids buy in, and then they start really working towards it, then that's when you see the payoff. And Thomas is one of those kids that did that.
Oh, that is so great. John, any questions for Rose, or can we bring in Thomas?
I'm just ready. I'm not going to lie. I'm very excited for this moment. I'm ready to meet Thomas.
Thomas thinks he's coming in here because he's in trouble. I had the ESL specialist pull him from his other class and told him that I needed to talk to him about something he said in class the other day. So he has no idea why he's coming in here.
My gosh.
All he knows is that there are people from the district sitting in this room at a table, and I have a fake folder.
Oh my gosh.
So he thinks he's in trouble.
Oh my God.
You're beyond my wildest
Seriously.
Dreams. The setup couldn't be better. And I definitely appreciate knowing that now I get to play the part of someone who has a big problem with one of the comments that he made, that he's never been to Busch Gardens.
Yes. All right. So let me walk in.
All right. Here we go. John, try to look very stern.
Oh, yeah.
Like we're about
that's
to
not
admonish.
Very easy for me.
Please.
I feel like I need to change my clothes.
Me too. Well, no, I'm wearing black.
Thomas, honey, I don't know if Ms. Austin told you what was going on. Come sit. Come on, Thomas, look. You know that no matter what you've done, we're going to work through it, right? Come in. I just need to talk to you for a minute. Yeah. Well, this is kind of like that, but right here, because this principal wants to talk to you. This is Principal Drew Arcarabo.
Hello. Hi, Thomas. Hello, Thomas. How are you?
Hi. Don't say that word.
Hey, Thomas. You good? Everything going okay so far today?
Yeah.
All right. I'm sorry that we have to do this in front of so many people, but I heard something very troubling that you said to Miss Rose, and I just want to make sure that I understand it first, and then we're gonna address the problem, and then we're gonna try to solve the problem in the way that only I know how. Did you or did you not tell Miss Rose that you had never been to Busch Gardens, despite the fact that you live right near Busch Gardens? Did you say that, Thomas?
Yeah.
I see. How long have you lived here in Tampa, Thomas, and you had not been to Busch Gardens?
A year and a half.
Okay. All right, John, how do we feel about this so far?
Well, I think we're going to have to take drastic measures. I think knowing what he said and, the way that that it's affected us. I think there's really only one thing and one place we can go from here.
You know, you're right, John, and I don't want to make this all about us, but really it is all about us, Thomas, and the way that made us feel was small inside. It made us feel small, angry, and threatened when you told Miss Rose that you had never been to Busch Gardens before. So I'm going to have to reach into my pocket here and use the only thing that I know how to use. And that's my Busch Gardens Ambassador Pass that gets four people in for free, Thomas. And I would love to extend to you an invitation to join me and Miss Rose and a couple of other people for a free day. You won't pay for a thing. We got your snacks. We got your souvenirs. We got your everything at Busch Gardens as soon as you are ready to go, if that's okay with you.
I don't know what to say. So when they had told me I was coming, you know when you get called to the principal's office?
Oh, I know. That yeah, I know.
That's how I feel. I thought I had did something wrong. I'm thinking to myself, they said I said it to Miss Clemens, and I thought it was bad. So I'm like, what did I say? And I'm sitting there, and finally they let me in, and I come over here, I'm like, I thought this was like a lie detector.
Yeah. We should also probably tell him he's talking in front of thousands and thousands of people on the number one rated afternoon show in Tampa Bay.
Well, that's a good point. Yeah. Anyone you know that might be listening to 102.5 The Bone right now is hearing you. Everyone going to theboneonline.com right now is seeing you with your cool hair and your cool mask. And it is a problem what you said, because no kid who lives so close to Busch Gardens, who's been making such great progress this year, I mean, you know, we have paths in life, and you can go down this path and you can go down this path. You've really been turning your behavior around, and that kind of thing needs to be rewarded, my man. So it works out perfectly that you've never been to this park, because now we get to enjoy a fun day, and that gets to reinforce to you, you're making good decisions right now, and I want you to keep on making those, my dude.
Hey, I really appreciate that a lot.
Yeah, no problem. What, you like roller coasters? You like animals? Like, what's your deal? Have you ever been on a roller coaster before?
I've been to a fair once, but that was when I was littler. I went to the state fair with my mother when I was very little.
All right. Are you open to roller coasters? Are you open to the idea? Because they got some big ones there. I'm scared of them at 51 years old, but you're younger than I am, significantly younger. Are you open to going on some roller coasters and seeing some gorillas and monkeys and whatnot?
Yeah, I have no problem with that.
All right, good. Maybe Miss Rose will chaperone you on those roller coasters while I sit and weep and watch you guys. Well, what a great way to spend a Friday. I'm glad that you're receptive to going. Rose gets all the credit for this one. She's an incredible teacher and a wonderful human being. And without her, we would not have been able to do that. Let's give it up for Rose.
Wow.
Everybody.
Beautiful. Beautiful.
And Thomas, you deserve a lot of the credit. Oh, my God, they're hugging. Jesus Christ, I'm going to cry. I don't know why the hug got me.
Yeah,
there.
Yeah.
Really,
I mean,
that was a moment.
I think just knowing that there are people out in the world looking out for others the way that Miss Rose has done here is that should warm everybody's heart upon and among many other things you've heard here today.
Yeah. So, you know, you weren't in trouble at all. I'm sorry that we had to put you through momentary stress. I think I see a couple of gray hairs poking through your brown hair already. And I'm going to set it up with Miss Rose. We'll do it within the next couple of weeks, and we'll have an amazing time. And again, you won't have to pay for a thing, and my goal is to make it one of the best days of your life, Thomas. Cool. Is that a delay?
Why? It's frozen. It's frozen.
Oh, are they frozen?
Their feet is frozen.
Oh my God, the feet is totally frozen. It is. Well, I guess we could. Man, we had a really good. I was like, oh God, he doesn't want to go anymore. Okay, well, it's back to us.
Yeah, no, right. I'm sure if they'll be back, I'm sure.
Yeah,
I'm sure.
All right, well, that's cool. I was like, oh there, oh, they go. There they are. Okay, yeah, well, man, what a relief. Oh, we had a good 90% of the call.
Oh, serious. I mean, yeah, I'll take the 90%.
Yeah, yeah, for sure. Well, listen, thank you guys very much. I appreciate this opportunity. Rose, you're incredible. And Thomas, you are too. And Rose, you and I will set up a date and we'll make this happen. Thank you.
Fantastic. I cannot wait.
Thomas, you're awesome, buddy. Keep up the great work.
Thank you, Drew. Thank you, John. Thank you, Joey, for everything. I appreciate all
thank
of you.
You. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
Hell yeah.
People thank in our community, and you're a blessing. And thank. I don't know what else to say, but thank you. Thank you.
Definitely start watching your TV.
Yeah, no, you don't need to do that.
Yeah.
It's for grown-ups. But
yeah, yeah.
but you'll get the.
I have one until about 4:50 when I get my kids, and then we sing.
There you go.
Kumbaya.
Little Raffy. but you'll have the PG version of me. I can't promise G because, you know, I only so
it
much.
It doesn't exist.
But you'll get the PG version of me at Busch Gardens, and that'll be the better version of me. You guys are awesome. Enjoy the rest of your Friday and your weekend. And, Rose, I'll be in touch soon. Thank you from the bottom of my heart for allowing me to set this up.
Thank you.
Absolutely. Thank you. My pleasure. Thank you, guys. Hell yeah.
Wow, that went perfectly.
Good job, Joey Flash. Way to coordinate that. John, you too. I know you guys worked your butt off to really get that Skype up and running, and that feels pretty damn good.
That was really good. That was really, really good.
727-579-1025 and 800-771-1025.
And I will say, I can't wait for that video to go, because you could, clearly you heard it, but if you weren't watching, the look on his face once he started realizing what was happening was pretty damn priceless.
Once he realized he wasn't in trouble.
Yeah. Well, and I don't know exactly what they were looking at, but part of me wonders what was he thinking when he, if, cause he can probably just see Bone TV. So we would have had these super weird backgrounds. I look like the furthest thing from anybody who should be working at a school ever. And who knows? He's like, what is happening?
Who are these two bearded freaks? Yeah. And why are they yelling at me? Drew Grubb Alive. Hello. Who are you? Oh, it's a bird.
Hello.
Hi, what's your name?
Hi, I'm Teresa. Sorry, I didn't know you had me on.
Oh, no, that's all right, Teresa. We are both card-carrying members of the Audubon Society. John and I enjoy looking at... but you like the titmouse, don't you, John?
That's one of your
favorite
birds? Yes, yes. I actually, I don't know if I told you this, last night, I think it was around 7:30, right before dusk, I saw two beautiful titmice.
You know, it's so funny you say that. I saw the same thing off my lanai. I was doing my bird watching with my binoculars like I normally do. Dude, I saw the most gorgeous, enormous pair of titmice perched on a pussy willow. It was the most incredible sight I've ever beholded.
That's a sight.
What a sight.
That is a sight.
What a sight. Well, what can we do for you, young lady?
Hey, this is Teresa. I live in Fort Myers. I've only been here in Florida for about 8 months, and... recently just came across you guys on the radio.
Ew.
Probably about like 2 months ago.
Yeah.
Thoroughly enjoy your show.
Thank you.
Love you both.
Thank you.
You just really struck me when you were talking about the kids stuff today. I run out of work at 2 o'clock to listen to your show on the way home. And I also am 51 years old. Mm. I have a 19-year-old son.
Oof.
Getting a little flipped. So, we lived in Colorado up to 8 months ago. The same day that we left Colorado, Cody joined the Navy, and I came to Florida. And I realized that all of the pain in the ass that he was, and nights that he kept me up, and arguments that we had, has all molded both of us to the people that we are. And
hell yeah.
I just have a great kid. I have a great kid.
Good for you.
And
that's awesome.
Everybody
Teresa.
That meets him says, you did such a good job raising Cody. And, you know, I appreciate that, but he's got his own mind and he makes himself a great kid.
There you go. Well, that's
so
great.
I wanted to tell you, you're not alone when, the tough times come. Just know that you're doing your best, and he's going to turn out great.
Thanks,
I'm
Teresa.
Sorry, she, right?
No, it's a he. As far as I know, but thank you very much. I appreciate that. Hi, Drew Grubb Alive. How can I help
you? Wow, the feels in the air.
Man,
wow,
so many feels.
This is special.
Delilah reached out to me this morning too. I feel like
did
I'm
she family. Really?
Yeah.
Oh wow.
Hello.
I got nothing to say. She's great. I know. She's okay.
Is that me?
Yeah, it's you. What's up, dude?
Okay, I don't care how many times she's been married.
Go ahead, caller.
I just want you guys to know you guys did a great job with that kid, man. That got me in my feels, too, man.
Good.
That was awesome.
It's okay to be in your feels. Thank you very much. I appreciate that. Rose gets all the credit. Drew Grubb Alive, hello.
Hey, how are you?
Very well, thank you. What's your name?
I'm Sarah.
Hey, Sarah.
Well, I just wanted to tell you that, Drew, you're the effing man.
Oh, gosh, thanks. That's nice of you. Appreciate
it. Yeah. I've had a really bad run of things personally, but to hear what you did for that young man today just made my day brighter.
Good. Thank you.
I cried through the whole thing, but
damn, I'm sorry.
That's neither here nor there. Just, you're the man. That's all I got to say, Drew.
Well, thanks. I really appreciate
and
that.
And John.
Oh, no, yeah.
And John.
John makes me a better
and
person.
Rose. You're the woman, Rose.
Rose is the bomb, isn't she?
Yeah, and Thomas, he is the most man of all of y'all. So.
Okay, that might not be true. But thank you very much. I appreciate that. That's very sweet of you. We're put here to help other people. And I just consider myself so fortunate to be able to do this job every day and to be able to help other people, you know, whether it's hearing this and putting things in perspective for you or making the kids' day or helping Rose feel even better about her job. It just feels real good to be able to do stuff like this, you know. It's more than radio to me. Radio's a vehicle by which I can express creativity for 4 hours a day. Get to force John to hang out with me for 4 hours a day, which I'll be honest with you, one of my favorite parts of the job is getting to hang out with John.
I don't like the force part.
Well, let's be honest. If we weren't on the radio and I call you every day and I go, so are we hanging out from 2 to 6 today? Well, you'd probably say no four days out of the week.
Not every day would I say yes, but I wouldn't say no every day either.
I'll take that.
I mean, if I was available, I need to know in this imaginary life that I'm living, what's my availability like? What am I doing?
I don't know. We're probably both working restaurants.
Yeah. And, hell yeah. Post shift, man. Maybe by the dumpster. Let's blaze.
You know what we would be? It should be 2 a.m. to 6 a.m. Drew Graba Live. Hello. Who are you?
Name's Jim.
Hey, Jim. What's up, dude?
Not much, Drew. What you guys did today was pretty cool, man. I'm a hard man. I joined the Marine Corps when I was a very young man because of my family life.
How hard?
My father left early. Was a very abusive, mentally and physically abusive home.
Oh, Jesus.
Riding home tonight just now. You brought a tear to my eye, man. Pussy. And I thank you for that.
Oh, dude, I want to thank
you. Made me realize.
Thank you, man. How hard of a man are you? Are you a rock hard man?
Pretty hard, brother. I'm 60 now. Yeah. I'm out in the field doing a hot job.
Oh, man.
You know, I'm a heavy equipment operator by trade.
Yep.
And now I just ride around and scream at my windshield. But I'm going to tell you, that was some good stuff. You guys are great, man.
Thanks, Jim. I appreciate that very much, man. Awesome. Keep busting your ass out there. You're a good, good, hardworking, honest man. Yeah. I appreciate the call, dude. Thank you.
Stay hard.
Thank you, sir. All right.
You got pills for that. Drew Graba Live. Hello. Who are you?
South Bay Medical Clinic. It's not pills. It's acoustic wave therapy.
I just meant you're dabbling in boner pills.
Oh, well, yes. That does happen to be a passion of mine, yeah.
But you also have sonic wave therapy.
Exactly. Acoustic wave.
Damn it. Drew Graba Live. Hello. Who are you?
No side effects.
Hey, this is Greg. Drew, how y'all doing?
Hey, Greg. What's up, bud?
Nothing, man. I just want to let you know what you did over there, man, with that boy for Busch Gardens. I'm coming over Howard Franklin. I had to pull over, stop traffic, jump out of the truck, and just crawl up into the fetal position and cry. That was so damn nice of you, man.
You probably shouldn't do that.
Yeah.
Not on the Howard
Franklin. Not on the Howard
Franklin. That's more of a Gandy Bridge.
Yeah. Wait till you get off the Howard Franklin and then find some nice mangroves to snuggle up in.
Yeah, then you can go in the fetal position
and
make yourself available.
Yeah.
Drew Graba Live. Hello. Who are you?
Hey, it's Parker.
Hey, Parker.
Driving back up from Savannah, listening to you on my iPhone.
Down.
Going across another bridge. Got tears in my eyes, man. You're killing me. Hey, can I Venmo somebody $50 to give to that kid,
you know,
Tomas, and his teacher?
So cool to me that you're about the eighth person who's asked me that. I'm going to set up a fund. But my neighbor and friend Ed, last night, as soon as he saw something about this on Facebook, immediately texted me and said, hey, how can I, you know, I want to give you $100 so this kid doesn't have to pay for anything all day. So many people being willing to help makes me feel just as good as doing this in the first place because we've cultivated something special here. Thank you guys very much. Drew Graba Live, hello.
Hey, not calling about what you did, but that was pretty nice.
What are you calling about, man?
I was calling about when you guys were talking about high school being easier. I definitely think it did get easier. From when you guys went, which was like 10 years ago. But
I wish that was true.
I think it's gotten easier, though, just because it's got, like, there's way more classes that people can take in high school now.
That's true.
And there's a lot of people that took the easier classes, and then there's a lot of people that took the AP classes. And I was pretty amazed at graduation when I could see these kids that got the cord for having straight A's when I knew they weren't in those hard classes. Thought it was pretty weird.
So wait, hold on. So you're telling me, because my son has AP Calc and AP Physics, and he got B's in both of those classes, and what I was planning on doing was getting home and getting out my Louisville Slugger and hitting him in the kneecaps and going, you feel the sting of that B? You feel the sting of that B? Oh. But you're telling me that those are tougher classes, so a B should be acceptable and I should not do that?
Yeah, I'd say so.
Right. Yeah. Pussification.
Liberals, exactly. 727-579-1025. Don't tell me how to parent. You got to spank your kid if you love your kid. Drew Grubb Alive, hello, who are you?
Spank your kid so you don't have to shoot your kid.
Oh, that's right, we learned that. Hello?
Hi, Drew.
Hi, who are you?
Hi, Drew, it's Jeanette.
Hey, Jeanette, what up?
Jeanette.
Hi, Jeanette.
Thank you. What? And John, hi, how are you?
Hello.
Hey, John.
Hello.
I just wanted to call to say thank you so much for doing that for that child. I know that you probably, it's to your heart, but that means more to him than he could probably even put into words or a smile. So I just wanted to say thank you so much for doing that for him.
Oh, man, honestly, it's my pleasure, Jeanette. I mean, I'm sure he's going to get something out of it, too, but I'll be honest with you. Every group that I take, I get a lot out of. And to know that you played whatever part in a 10-year-old kid's life, that's, you know, that's the stuff we do this for. Drew Grubb Alive, hello.
Hey, you guys should adopt roses.
Get out of here. Drew Grubb Alive, hello, who are you?
Hey, hi, Drew, Bill.
Hey, Bill, what's up, bud?
Actually, don't you do this often, this particular charity?
Well, there's no charity. I choose to take kids to Busch Gardens and adults to Busch Gardens because I have an ambassador pass. I do it kind of independently.
Right, no, and that's what I was thinking. That's really awesome. But maybe there's some kind of account you could set up there where we, as callers and listeners or whatever, could, like, PayPal at Venmo that account.
Well,
so they would have that money during that day.
That's not a bad idea. I might consider that. I'll be honest with you. I feel real sketchy when it comes to money and like, asking for money from people.
Well, nobody's asked.
Yeah, that's true.
I mean, that's the thing. It's that just if you mention it.
Yeah,
you know, periodically or even when
you
take somebody.
One time, brother.
All right. Yeah, no, that's a good point. All right, I'll consider it. Thank you. That's a great idea. I appreciate that. Thank you.
Well, you know, yeah. So he was insinuating that you would have this fund and then that money can go to the people that get walked into Busch Gardens to help them pay for the day, right?
Which makes it even better.
Right. Which, you know, you figure out what that looks like. If it's a family of five, you try to get them this. If it's a two or whatever it may be.
Yeah.
It's a pretty cool idea.
Yeah, because, I mean, you know, food's not super expensive there, but it's also not free.
You think you got to go through, like, creating a charity if you start accepting money like that?
Probably. Which wouldn't be a bad idea anyway, but, like, I don't know. I don't like organizational stuff.
Yeah. We need an accountant so bad. I can't wait till we are, you know, wherever we need to be to hire somebody that just handles all the other stuff.
Except you and I, we're going to trust somebody because they're going to come across so sincere and earnest, and then they're going to rob us blind, and we're going to end up going to jail. You know us.
Yeah, but, you know, it'll be a good run.
Let's just hire the first hot chick we see. Hi, Drew Grubb Alive. Who are you?
Hi, this is hopefully the devil's advocate for this episode.
Does this episode need a devil's advocate?
Could there be one?
I mean, like, do we need one? Sir?
There's an application. I filled out the application.
Okay, we heard you. It just wasn't funny or worth remarking upon. What can we do for you?
A great show. I don't know. I just wanted to call. Everybody's call with the positivity. I really want to know, like, what exactly happened, but I'm sure you just did something, you know, something amazing for him.
Oh, no, I'll be happy to tell you. A lot of people...
It was really for that.
Oh, it was really for what?
I'm sorry.
I know. No, I know you're sorry, but what did you call for? Did you call seeking information? Did you call to rain on a parade? Did you call to pee in cornflakes? Like, what is the purpose of your phone call?
I really do. I just want to be informed on, you know, what you did for this little kid.
Am I getting a weird energy from him, John, or am I just being a little bit too hyper?
No, you're not. You're not.
I'm not being hyper vigilant.
No.
Okay. Taking you at your word. A young man, 10 years old, I think, is in middle school. He has been had a rough time of it. He's in foster care. His teacher reached out to me to see if we could reward him for his recent stretch of good behavior by taking him to Busch Gardens. We surprised him by telling him live via Skype at about 2:30 that despite the fact that he'd lived near Busch Gardens his entire life and never been, that he would be going to Busch Gardens for the first time with his teacher, Rose, and with me and with some other people. That's it in a nutshell for you.
I have goosebumps. That's nice of you. I have a, you know, family, friends who are really into the foster home thing, and it's just, it's amazing. I mean, it's amazing what those people can do, and, you know, it's, the kids need somebody, and it's great that you're, you know, one of the people that they're there for.
Thank you. Appreciate that very much. Drew Grubb Alive, hello.
Hey, how you doing? My name is Chris.
Hey, Chris.
About your son's AP calculus and AP physics.
Yeah.
Well, I graduated 27 years ago, so
Sting of the Bee.
I took both those classes as well, and, I recall them being weighted. Like, as far as if I recall correctly, my school or my high school, if you got an A in an AP course, it was graded as a 4.5 instead of a 4. I mean, is it still the same way?
Well, I don't know, because if you get graded as a B in them, that's an F in the eyes of his father, and he's about to feel the sting of the B when I get home today.
Is that a thing? Is that from something?
No.
Like, you feel the sting of the bee? Like, if you get a bee, I'm going to beat you? Like, is that, or is,
I mean,
that just a Garabo?
That's always been my policy.
Okay, so that's just a Garabo house special.
That's just me.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Rightfully so.
Absolutely. Yeah, I'm not housing him and sheltering him and feeding him so that he can get bees. Bees are good because they help pollinate flowers and help life move. And I, from what I learned when I was 12, they have sex with birds. But I'm not here to tolerate bees.
I understand.
You know, there are certain bees that that secrete milk.
Bee milk?
Yep. Boobies. Drew Grubb Alive, hello. Who are you?
John, there's plenty of...
Get out of here.
Who the hell was that?
That was that Rangers Mike loser.
Oh.
Is this cross-check?
I thought nothing would be able to top cross-checks or Turkey Oaks on Fridays, but you guys did it.
Yes, sir, we did. Crosscheck, it's great to hear from you. How are you today?
Doing pretty good. Just been playing some games, eating food, blah, 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 the usual.
That's cool. I'm just going to ask you to gently hold, and we're going to get to you on the other side of the break. Stand by.
What do you think about a little hybrid crosscheck Drukioki on a Friday that's already got vibes just oozing from it?
Whoa. Talk to me about these oozing vibes. What's your idea, cowboy?
I'll let you know next.
There are some great events going on for the Fran Hosch Law Group this weekend. You can check them out at lawfran.com. That was the Sean Kemp from Gary Payton alley-oop of teases. And I'm going to need some moments to reflect on that. Oh, that was good. Lawfran.com. If you'd like to find out the Fran Hosch Law Group events, I'll give you a couple of them. These are free. Tell your friends. Burt's Black Widow Harley Davidson. Tennessee Iron is going to play tomorrow. And that goes on from 11 a.m. until 5 p.m. Sunday, Burt's Barracuda Harley Davidson is doing something really cool, empowering lady riders. That is from 11 a.m. until 4 p.m. And then, of course, every Wednesday, you've got Quaker Steak and Lube Bike Night. Lots of great events in the area. And you can find out all you need to know at lawfran.com or the Fran Hosch Law Group Facebook page. Fran does so much to support the community that supports her. I'm proud to be her partner. I'm proud to be her friend.
You're listening to Drew Garabo Live on 102.5 The Bone.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.